crucified.
Hallelujah.
Oh Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Turn the glory.
Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ. I am Reverend Allison Dean, assistant curate in the parish of St. Luke in South Eleuthera. Welcome to the Anglican Church's morning devotions for Saturday, November 27th. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, mercifully grant that the peoples of the earth, divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his most gracious rule, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our scripture reading for today is from Ephesians chapter 3. Of this gospel I have become a servant according to the gift of God's grace that was given me by the working of his power. Although I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to me to bring to the Gentiles the news of the boundless riches of Christ, and to make everyone see what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things, so that through the church the wisdom of God in its rich variety might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose that he has carried out in Jesus Christ our Lord, in whom we have access to God in boldness and confidence through faith in him. Here ends the reading. The church is supposed to be the medium, the vehicle through which the world sees God. If church is supposed to show the world who God is, demonstrate his wisdom and purpose, then it should embody that which it hopes to reflect. If the church is to show God, it must be like God. It is about more than beautiful buildings and the number of ministries we have on paper. It is about more than how much money we have in the bank. Valuable as these all are, nothing wrong with them per se. The church is to be a place, as the hymn says, where Christ in power doth reign. A place where love reigns. They'll know we are Christians by our love. A place where justice and compassion are found. A place of mutual support and encouragement and rebuke where needed. A place where people from different backgrounds come together as one, united by their shared faith in and love for Christ. A place where the broken can find healing. A place where the weary can find rest. It is clear that this vision of the church presented to us in Ephesians is something richer and much broader than we typically think of when we think of church. As Klein Snodgrass says, in our society, the church is increasingly viewed as irrelevant, trivial, and ineffective. It is populated by a divided people who do not deal with the real problems of life. Many Christians either do not know the ideal or have given up attaining it. Others have been driven from the church by boredom or the lack of grace and unity. Is this the only church there is, or does another one exist? He goes on to say, for most of us, the church is a place that puts on services. Somehow, we must move beyond this and recover a sense of the importance of the church as the place where the purposes of God are embodied, and the unity God seeks is practiced. I'm sure we could all list the numerous ways in which the church has fallen short, ways in which we ourselves have fallen short. We know that all too often the church, the body of Christ, the fellowship of believers, has not been what God called it to be. Some of us have even been tempted to walk away from the church. Despite this, we do not lose heart, because the church belongs to God. John Stott said in his commentary on Ephesians, every church, in every place, at every time, is in need of reform and renewal. We may safely say that God has not abandoned his church, however displeased with it he may be. He is still building and refining it. And if God has not abandoned it, how can we? God chose to act through the church. So to give up on the church is to say that God was wrong, that his plan has failed. So rather than giving up on the church, rather than resigning ourselves to what we think is an irredeemable, unfixable mess, let us resolve to be part of the solution. As we begin a new church year tomorrow, let us resolve to love God and obey him as our Lord. Let us put our whole trust in his grace and love. Let us renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness and injustice and evil in the world. Let us commit to living as faithful members of his body, the church. And above all, let us pray for God's grace and power to live for him in this world. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose Holy Spirit equips the church with a rich variety of gifts, grant that we may use them to bear witness to Christ by lives built on faith and love. Make us ready to live his gospel and eager to do his will, that we may share with all your church in the joys of eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's devotion. As always, you are encouraged to share it as widely as possible. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all.